A final count incorporating ballots received by Thursday won't be available until the end of the night, but the 2nd Congressional District Republican primary looks like it's headed towards a recount under controversial circumstances. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky has this report.
The race is in the spotlight after candidate Thomas Gilmer was arrested Monday on domestic violence charges, but Gilmer's name was still on the ballot, and the candidate is now in the lead by 21 votes, with almost 98% of precincts reporting. A recount is triggered when the difference between vote totals is less than 0.5% or fewer than 20 votes. J.R. Romano is the chairman of the Connecticut Republican Party.
If Justin Anderson wins the primary, he is the candidate to represent the Republican Party against Joe Courtney. And then if Tommy Gilmer wins, he has already withdrawn. He has to submit his paperwork to the Secretary of State, and that would create a vacancy. The vacancy is filled by a vote of the State Central Committee, which is the executive board of the entire Republican Party for the state.
And Romano's thoughts on if Gilmer wins but doesn't officially withdraw?
I don't foresee that happening.
There is an official process for that possibility. Gabe Rosenberg is the communications director for the Secretary of the State.
If Gilmer wins the primary and then withdraws, the Republican Party will be able to replace him up until October 7th.
As of Thursday, the Secretary's office had not seen Gilmer's resignation paperwork. And in the case that Gilmer wins but doesn't withdraw?
Then he's on the ballot in November.
The charges against Gilmer include strangulation in the second degree and unlawful restraint in the first degree. The Hartford Courant says a police report of the assault includes video evidence that Gilmer punched his former girlfriend and placed her in a rear chokehold. Romano says he knew about the situation in April and encouraged those involved to take it to the authorities. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.